This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Incentive packages, expedited permitting, workforce collaboration, these are some of the things that Bexar County can do to help lure big international businesses to the area. But should they be doing the hustle, like lead generation, traveling around the globe, glad-handing and backslapping? Bexar County's Office of Economic Development has been jetting around the planet looking to make these big deals. Some say it's not been working too well, and now some reforms are coming to the office. Well, what do you think about the job the county has been doing trying to bring international jobs and business to San Antonio? Do you think a more coordinated local approach is needed? Call in. The number is 210-614-8980, 614-8980. You can email us with your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org and write directly on our show page on our website at tpr.org. Our guest this half hour is David Smith, Bexar County Manager. Mr. Smith, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So, David, why there was a study was requested to take a look at this office. Why the request? Who did the study?
The study was done by the UTSA Institute for Economic Development and John Mosley out of Houston. John Mosley had some particular experience with both Bexar County and the Houston Greater Partnership, so we thought they could bring a fresh set of eyes to Bexar County's effort on economic development and help us assess whether our role and the function we were taking in the community's economic development efforts was an appropriate one for the county.
And so was anything broken? Were there any allegations of mismanagement? Why go that route?
Well, I think what people wanted to know, some people in particular wanted to know, is particularly on the international travel, what are you doing? What are you getting for that? And what I think the commissioners wanted to know is we realize that we're involved in being a lead agency on international recruitment. Are we the appropriate agency, and is that role appropriate for us, or do we need to partner with others and help them do the lead on international lead development?
So there already is a economic development agency. It's a public-private partnership that Bexar County pays $500,000 a year to support.
That's right, and so does the City of San Antonio.
Right, so it's this dual partnership working with this one agency, but then Bexar County was also doing things on their own. So there was a duplication?
Not really. The Economic Development Foundation is who you're speaking of. And the Economic Development Foundation, at least from our contract with them, at least in the past, has focused primarily on domestic recruitment and lead generation. And Bexar County, what was particularly in question here was the international lead generation. I don't think that's an inappropriate role. Both the UTSA study as well as a Brookings Institute study that was done both cite in the future increasingly international relocations and economic development and direct foreign investment are going to increasingly take the place of domestic relocations, as a lot of those have probably already occurred. So you need to be focusing more of your effort on international marketing and recruitment. The county's question was, the commissioner's court question, and why we asked UTSA and Jeff to look at this is, are we the right agency? Or are we well positioned to do that? Or should it be some other partnership or combination of agencies that is better positioned to do that?
So the trip, you talk about the international traveling, and I see this list of the nations, mm-hmm. India, Germany, China, Japan, mm-hmm. Spain, all the big countries in the world that are and so what would involve going on these trips? What did that mean, going on an international trip?
It's widely varied. I mean, first of all, most of those were done at the invitation of another agency. So, you know, the trip, my understanding is the trips to Israel and India we were asked to go. The county was asked to send representatives to that. And it was generally done as part of a bigger group of local and even state agencies that would go to represent Texas and San Antonio and Bexar County.
So is it like a conference or something where you'd set up a tent and a little give out handouts?
Not exactly. I mean, it's more of a meet and greet and visit and an exchange of trade opportunities. And remember, it's not always one way. It's not just about recruiting jobs and direct investment to Bexar County. It's also about opening doors for our own businesses to do business there as well. But again, The main efforts, I think, for Bexar County were focused on Mexico, Japan, and China.
Now, I'm of two minds about this. I know you have to spend money to make money. That's, you know, you don't want to go on the cheap and lose out on opportunities, right? You want to try and hit the sweet spot. So how is Bexar County playing that?
Well, I wish I knew what the sweet spot was in advance. I mean, you can look at two different things.
Because if you're not out swinging for the fences.
Well, you know, there's times to hit a triple instead of a home run also. But if you look at it, I would just cite two different examples for the community and the county. You know, we've been perhaps rightly criticized for some of the expenditures that were made in trying to recruit businesses from China in the last 4 years. I would contrast that, you know, 4 years, I think the figure was $600,000 or so, let's say on average $150,000 a year. I'd contrast that to what the community as a whole has spent over 25, 30 years building relationships in Japan, because that started back when Henry Cisneros was still mayor. That relationship began then. We hired consultants back then, and eventually, of course, that led to the big win, Toyota and its 2,000 jobs and 2,000 supplier jobs, and I think we would all say that was an investment worthwhile, but it took 25 years to pay off. I don't know. I can't tell you that our investment in China will pay off. I just don't know. And sometimes you just have to take your chances, like you said. You know, sales, you don't always generate, you're not going to generate 100% hits on any kind of sales work that you do.
Right. So, all of these trips, I've seen the figure like $100,000 spent on these trips. Is that about right?
I think so.
And so, and then the criticism is that there wasn't a lot to show for it. And so, is that accurate?
Well, first of all, I think you need to separate trips to where. I mean, in Japan, we continue to experience lots of contacts, business to Bexar County and the community about possible projects. They haven't happened yet, but some of them have. China has been less so far. That doesn't mean tomorrow morning you won't hear about an important Chinese relocation here, or vice versa. Remember, it was also trying to get our own local businesses doing business in China and get them a way to enter that lucrative market for them.
All right, we're talking with David Smith. He's the Bexar County manager, and we're talking about Bexar County's role in bringing international business to the area. The Bexar County Office of Economic Development has been jet-setting around the planet looking to make deals to Israel, Japan, Spain, China. Some people saying maybe too aggressive. Now they're reassessing the role of that office, and we're going to see where they want to take it next. We invite you to call in with your questions and comments about the economic development in San Antonio with the Bexar County Office of Economic Development. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. You can email us with your questions and comments at thesource@tpr.org or write directly on the show page at tpr.org. This is The Source on KSTX, and we're going to be right back. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. With me in the studio is David Smith, Bexar County Manager. We're talking about the future of the Bexar County Office of Economic Development. And we invite you to call in. The number is 210-614-8980. Miguel has called in. Let's get him on the air. Miguel, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hey, how are we doing, Mr. Smith?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Miguel?
Good. Well, you know, just I hear all this running around, and we had heard of Mr. Wolf running around and it not having any gain. And I have a friend, you know, he's a buyer and does commodities, and you know, he doesn't leave his Hong Kong office, and he probably does over, you know, $6-7 million worth of trading. Doesn't leave it. I mean, with technology, why are we not utilizing it in San Antonio? I mean, the city manager really think this is going to be a profit for to spend taxpayer dollars when we have the technology to go anywhere in the world. I remember at a city council meeting, Lisa Chan, I think she was in China, and we had her there at the council meeting on Skype. Why are we not utilizing what we have?
Okay, Miguel, thanks for your point. Good question. We bring that. I guess web development, all sorts of international types of way to making communications without even leaving the office.
And where we can do that, we absolutely should. I'm not sure that you develop the kind of business-to-business, person-to-person trust and relationships that lead to future business, especially if you're talking about commitments like, I'll just again use Toyota as an example of a success story, over $1 billion investment. That's made where people look each other in the eye and negotiate across a table face-to-face. You can deal with details via email. You can clean up contracts via email. You can certainly take care of small issues. But when it comes down to, do I trust the person across the table to do what they said they're going to do, then I think that takes a little more than we can currently do with technology. But you're right. We need to look everywhere we can to try and cut down on cost. And certainly, as you said, Skype and other video conferencing ideas are ways that we'll be looking at in the future.
And having that web presence, being able to have the modern-looking, slick mm-hmm. website where the links aren't broken, and then people, when you do make the call, people do pick up. It's amazing how many times when I'm doing my job, doing reporting, you see not so good websites for communities and people who don't answer the phone. And it's like, well, that you lose a sale just like that.
Well, increasingly, your web presence is your front door. And we at the county are aware that we are redoing our own website that was, how shall I say, kind of governmental looking and feel.
It was pretty creaky.
Yeah, it was probably not didn't put our best foot forward. I think our PIO staff is doing a great, and IT staff is doing a great job on revamping our website, and hopefully that'll work for economic development as well.
All right, back to the phone lines, and our number is 614-8980 if you want to join the conversation. John has called in. John, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to say that a lot of these junkets, I think is probably a better word than trip or vacation, is not just about the businesses and about the county, but it's also about the people, and showing to a lot of these industries that we're serious about it, and some of the people that are going to be on one of these trips today might be the mayor or city councilman tomorrow, and that individual might become the lieutenant governor of Texas or might become a secretary-level appointee, and it gives a lot of credibility that San Antonio is a serious place to do business, and that some of these people that we meet and are making these international connections are going to pay off, not maybe tomorrow, but maybe further on down the road.
Okay, John, thanks for that call. Judge Wolf did go on many of these trips.
He did on some of them. Commissioner Wolf went on some, and some were just staff. I will say I'll agree with John that actually putting people in front of other people, especially in some other cultures, is a demonstration that we're serious about building this relationship, and not just for the short term, but for the long term. I know we went to Nagoya right after the financial crash in 2009, and that was an important trip, not because we were necessarily prospecting for any new business, but to demonstrate to Toyota that despite what was happening, and you got to remember in October and November of, I guess it was late 2008, there were very few cars being sold in this country because there was no credit to buy cars, and Toyota was hurting just like everyone else. And making that trip in person to talk to them face-to-face about we're committed to this relationship, hopefully that pays off in the future. We've since gotten Tacoma, and we're looking to further expand if it makes sense for Toyota.
Right. So we don't want to go too far in retrenching and realizing, well, maybe we overextended. Got to figure out how far to pull back. So what is the study recommending?
The study recommends what it calls a moderate approach. It basically says when it looks across the spectrum of other governmental agencies and communities in this country, but particularly in Texas, what it finds is there are all in, such as agencies that do international development, that do prospecting, lead generation, small women, minority-owned business efforts as well. Then there are agencies that do the bare minimum, which is basically a reactive function. If you get asked to participate in something or give incentives, you evaluate it, but only then. And they recommended a moderate approach. And I think Commissioner's Court and, frankly, I agree with that recommendation.
Now, today, David Smith, you are the county manager,
right?
Kind of like the city manager for the county.
That's right.
You do a lot of budgeting and keep an eye on the bottom line for a lot of the agencies. But before that, you were doing the numbers, and you were the guy kind of before this office was this office, right?
Yeah, that was a while ago. But, when I started at the county, I started in the budget office as working just like any budget analyst does. You handle departmental budgets. Well, over time it became, oh, by the way, David, can you also handle, we just got this request for a tax abatement. Can you handle that too? And that was very much a reactive function. There was no full-time dedicated person to dealing with economic development. We would react to deals that were presented to us. And the problem with that, at least from a taxpayer and governmental perspective for the county, is that if you're the last person they're talking to, it's you're basically can be put in the position of you either give them what they're asking for or you break the deal. And so whether that's true or not, it's not a good position to be in because no one wants to be the reason you didn't create 50, 100, 200 jobs. On the other hand, no one wants to get taken. This is taxpayer money we're talking about. So I think really after the Toyota initiative, which was truly a community-wide, even statewide effort, the county came to a realization that, you know, we need to have a seat at the table when the deals are being developed, not react to them later. And I think the community and the county have been better off for that. So that's why I agree with the study's recommendation of adopting a moderate approach.
So you were – when they say, okay, David, I need you to do – this is way back when – to do the tax abatement – and this would is something that a lot of companies just assume they're going to get when they move to a community that for a certain number of years they're not going to have to pay property taxes just as a way to, you know, seal the deal. But what kind of assessment would you is made in doing that, saying, oh, yeah, well, this will eventually pay off for mm-hmm. the county? Or what promises have to be made in terms of certain number of jobs that they will be providing?
So the county has adopted for years now, and the, in conjunction with the city, the county and the city have adopted tax abatement guidelines that specify what are the targeted areas of town we would like you to locate, and we structure the incentives to reward companies that locate in, say, the South Side, Central City.
Like the noodle factory, the ramen, they're on the South Side,
That's
right?
correct. And so is Toyota. And if you and it targets, you get certain level of incentives for a certain level of job creation and or a certain level of investment. Now, in the county, what I will say, companies coming from outside of Texas don't always understand that Texas is not a personal income tax state. And so we like to trumpet that when we talk about Texas as a place to do business. But really that affects the employees more than the company's bottom line. What you pay in personal income tax to the state of Texas doesn't necessarily affect your company or your company's bottom line. So you're right. Companies not used to a state that is primarily where local government is primarily funded with property taxes can be surprised at the level of property taxes here compared to a state with an income tax or a more aggressive sales tax. And so, yes, they often arrive expecting an abatement of property taxes. So that's why we have the guidelines, so that hopefully they see those before they start looking here to understand the range of incentives they're likely to qualify for.
Now, talking about having a seat at the table as the deal is in gestation, so that you don't come in on the back end and you have to like, okay, you're a make it or break it kind of a guy. So with the San Antonio Economic Development Foundation and the fact that Bear County is footing the bill for $500,000 a year for them, are you still going to be able to do that?
That is part of the recommend. That is one of the things we need to look at, because what the UTSA study recommended was continuing to partner with EDF, but perhaps restructuring our contract with them to focus more on them as the lead generator for international lead opportunities in particular.
But you said before that they weren't really looking international, but now they're changing their focus.
Our contract did not ask them to. Our contract basically said two trips a year. So,
okay, so you're going to tell them, you're going to goose them and tell them you need to get more international activity.
We're going to certainly talk to them about following the recommendation of the UTSA study and doing that, because I think one of the recommendations that made a lot of sense is when you do international development, it's more powerful if you do it as a metro or regional area and it's a true cooperative as opposed to one agency representing everybody else. So I think EDF is a well-positioned agency. I think you could also look to the Free Trade Alliance or other organizations. But since we're already familiar with and partner with EDF on so many things, that's one of the things I'll be wanting to talk to Mario and his staff about looking at.
And are we too focused on Bexar County and not enough in South Texas and looking regionally, particularly with things like SpaceX, looks like a sure thing going to happen in the Valley, and trying to do more economic development with Mexico as a region?
That is one of the things I think David Marquez and his staff did an excellent job of, was taking a regional, not parochial, approach to this. You know, if Seguin gets a $1 billion factory, you know, we're going to benefit too. So the more we can think regionally, I mean, his team was the first one to bring up the notion that very few people had caught on to, that really South Texas and Northern Mexico, since NAFTA, are pretty much one economic region. The cross-border flow of money, goods, and people make this a, you know, an area to be looked at as a region. And he in particular looked at the cluster of automotive-related industries in northern Mexico and Texas as a region, not dissimilar to what's going on in the upper Midwest, Kentucky, and that Indiana.
So what's the process in terms of trying to reform the Office of Bexar County Economic Development? Does it go to the court, to Bexar County Commissioner's Court?
Some of it I can do just working with David, just one-on-one. That's some of the authority I have as county manager. But some of it I'll want policy guidance on from the court. Some of it may be done in the budget, and some of it may be more long-term, such as restructuring our relationship with other entities.
All right, David Smith, Bexar County Manager, thank you for coming into the studio, talking about the plans and the issues, concerns about the Bexar County Office of Economic Development. We're seeing some changes, knocking off some of the aggressive points that they've had, but now not so aggressive, but more of a moderate approach. Is that right, David?
Sounds right to me, David.
All right, I appreciate that. Okay, when we come back from the news break, we're going to be talking about, should there be a moratorium of development over the Edwards Aquifer Recharge Zone? This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back.